Hello.
Hello, my name is Brendasia, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm just wondering what company this is.
This is a third-party company, ma'am, but we do service different products from different companies.
Well, I have two charges from you guys, and I don't know what it would be.
Yes, ma'am, I'm more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your first and last name?
Kirsa Isom.
Okay, can I just verify your address for me?
5274 Acadia Leaf Street.
Give me 1 second while I pull up your account.
Thank you. I was starting to think you guys were like a fake company because I called multiple times and they kept hanging up on me. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm disputing this because this isn't even a real company. So thank you for restoring my faith in humanity for me.
You're welcome. Okay, ma'am, so it looks like on the 13th of December, you enter the sweet states to win a kitchen aid set.
Okay.
And what that was, it enrolled you into our Factory Direct Savings Club, where the kitchen aid set will come from. And it's like a monthly membership that you have to pay for the Factory Direct Savings Club. You are charged every month, and in return, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club.
Okay, so I didn't authorize that. My kids have my phone. I don't know how to get out of that. I don't even know what that is. I never signed up for any club. I don't even know what that was.
Did you do the sweepstakes on the 13th to win the kitchen aid?
Like, okay, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I remember seeing a email and it said that you just pay shipping. It wasn't a sweepstakes. They said you pay shipping and that's it, and you get it. And that was all that was on the screen. And so I was going to pay shipping for it, but then when I filled out my information, it did say you're entered in a sweepstakes, and I tried to get all that information on back, but it didn't say anything. That's all it said was you're entered into sweepstakes. There was no fine print, there was no nothing, because I would have never clicked on it. They just said click. They said pay shipping and you get it. It wasn't a sweepstakes. It was like a for sure thing. And
mm-hmm.
It never mentioned anything about a sweepstakes or a club or anything. And I'm sure that's the ploy. I get all that. But it didn't say any of that. So I don't know how we rectify it.
I can go ahead and cancel the account and you won't be charged anymore.
Yes, please. That's the first thing. My card's already, because of this, I've put it into fraud because I didn't know who had my card and was doing this.
So did you dispute it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure you get a ton of customers like this. I'm sorry.
All day.
It's got to be hard.
Well, it depends on the customer. One second. I'm sorry. Okay. I went ahead and canceled your account. soul, you would not be beauty anymore.
Okay, and then what do I do for those other two? Because I never signed up. It said it was you pay shipping. I didn't know it was a scam.
It's technically not a scam. Let's just say if you were to win the drawing, because they draw every month, and they'll send you an email if you won, then they'll just ship you the gift because you already paid shipping and handling for it. But as far as the 6732, I can't really do anything about that one. Just off you saying that you already disputed it.
Yeah, it's pending.
The dispute?
Your charge is pending, and I was calling you guys.
ODOT says approved on our side, but I wouldn't be able to touch it because you said that you already disputed it.
Okay. So, I'm trying to figure out what this company's name is because, yes, I understand that you're saying, like, oh, if I won, I would get the shipping, but that's still very misleading because it just said it was never a sweepstakes and never anything about a membership and a charge. So it would be maybe a manager that could reverse that charge?
No, ma'am, they're definitely not going to do it because you said that you disputed it. And if we reverse the charge, you already have it in the dispute process, you will get double the charges back, and I will get in trouble and lose my job. So I would be able to dispute it. No one actually would be able to dispute it because, I mean, refund it because you already disputed it.
Okay. I don't want you to get in trouble by any means. Can you get me a manager?
There's not any available, ma'am. I can tell you what you can do. You can go talk to your bank and tell them to drop the dispute and have them to give us a call, and then we can refund you your money.
Okay, they have not done this because it's pending. They haven't done a dispute because it's pending. I disputed the $7.95 because I didn't know what it was and nobody was calling me back. Because this is pending, it can't go into dispute because it's not a charge yet.
Yes, ma'am. All these calls are monitored, so yes, ma'am, I still couldn't refund it to you just because you said that you disputed it.
Okay, that's fine. There's got to be a manager on duty. There's got to be. There's nobody that runs a company with no manager or supervisor on duty.
You'd be surprised. Let me check and see if someone's available, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I don't want you to get in trouble by any means. I value your time and I thank you for letting me know.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you doing? Saying what? Aren't you doing chores?
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. There is not anyone available right now. But this process can go quicker if you was to have the bank on the phone. I doubt if your bank's still open. It's like going to be 5 o'clock. But if you have the bank on the phone.
Well, it's not 5 o'clock here. I'm in Las Vegas. It's only 2:30 here.
2:30 in the evening. See if you can get. Yeah, see if you can get your bank on the phone.
Okay. Let me get them. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to add a call. And get the number. Hey. Why are you going in and out like a intruder? Okay, let me... I just have to find the contact. Line support. No. Credit cards. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. Stop going in and out. Because I'm on the phone. Okay. I'm calling him right now.
Okay.
831-3207. Okay, hold on. I did that phone number wrong.